Welcome to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. Today we'll discuss development in downtown Springdale. Much anticipated development, I might add. Community bankers being community bankers. And we'll touch on some data from the regional construction industry. Who had the best business year in 2017 in Northwest Arkansas? We'll find out a little later on the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Don't go away.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom provides communications options to help your business adapt to today's demands with tomorrow's technology. With opportunities in virtualization, redundancy, or maximizing your efficiency. Learn more at onecom.com. That's one-comm.com.
Four years ago this month, a limited liability company tied to the Walton family paid a little more than $1 million for two notable commercial buildings in downtown Springdale. Earlier this week, the waiting and wondering about when future redevelopment of those empty buildings may occur officially ended. Springdale Downtown LLC, owners of the former Ryan's Clothing Store building and the adjacent San Jose Manor in the 200 block of East Emma Avenue, announced Tuesday their plans to renovate the Ryan's building and tear down the San Jose Manor property. Site cleanup work will begin next month, with renovation and construction at the site scheduled to begin in 2019. The property runs along Emma Avenue from Spring Street to North Commercial Street, and redevelopment will include a mixed use of restaurant, retail, and office space. Potential tenants were not disclosed. Rope Swing Hospitality Group is working on the concepts for the new space. Rope Swing is the Walton-backed firm behind downtown Bentonville restaurants, the Preacher's Son and Press Room, and the event venue Record. There are more details on this project, including reaction from the Springdale Chamber of Commerce, in a story on our website. You can find that at nwabusinessjournal.com. 2 months ago, Arvest Bank launched its annual 1 Million Meals initiative to help fight hunger in Northwest Arkansas and the Fort Smith Metro. On Tuesday, the bank announced it had exceeded its fundraising goal with a record total of more than 2 million meals, which will benefit more than 75 local organizations in the bank's footprint. I had a chance to speak about the program's success with Beth Presley. She's the bank's vice president and marketing director for the Fort Smith and River Valley Market.
We're so excited. This is the eighth year that Arvest Bank has done the 1 Million Meals initiative, and we did it to fight hunger in the four-state region that the bank serves. And all the money that we raise for the two-month period stays local, and we help the local food pantries in every four states that we serve. And it just really is an opportunity for Arvest to give back to the communities where we are at.
All right. And so when you say, you know, we're quantifying, you know, we're a business journal, so we love our data, love our numbers. So let's quantify a meal here. When you say a meal, what constitutes a meal? Is it a dollar amount that equals a meal, or is this actual food donations or a combination
sure.
of both?
Yeah. Due to the buying power that our food pantries have, they have told us that $1 donation can be made into five meals. So if a customer donates $1, we turn that into five meals. So through the power of, addition, all the money that we've raised and food and donations through a non-perishable food items that came in the branch, we were able to raise 2.1 million meals this go around.
Right, and that is a record total this year, is that right?
That's right. We are excited to exceed, you know, we always call it 1 million meals, but we raised actually 2.1, and we're just super excited to hit that record amount.
All right. Maybe a rebranding of this initiative in your future, right, the 2 million meal initiative. So you guys are a big bank, of course, you know, one of the largest in the state, but at your roots, still a community bank, and this isn't about profits and losses and all the numbers, but about being a good community banker. Why is this such an important annual initiative for the company?
Well, unfortunately, Arkansas ranks second in food insecurities, and Oklahoma ranks fifth. And that's for families right where in the communities that we service, that these are local people that need our service. So we really want to make an impact, and these local food pantries have told us that they're bare in the summer months. So we moved the Million Meals Initiative to our April and May months to help them raise money and awareness of how low their food pantries are. And it's just a way to make an impact and help local families in need in these communities where our branches are.
So in, you know, back a few months, in April and May, you know, just logistically, how and where do you collect your donations? What are some of the programming and planning steps that are involved with making this a successful initiative each year?
Sure. All of our branches are highly involved. They all have goals that they set so they can do initiatives within their branches. Our associates are completely involved. This year we had restaurants approaches to get involved. So many of restaurants did 10%, 15% back nights in all of our areas that we have. Slim Chickens, certain malls got involved and did like Central Mall down here in Fort Smith got involved and did a Saturday event. And a lot of the retailers in the Central Mall did stuff back, like bring a non-perishable food item and get something back. So we got really, you know, all of our customers got involved. They made donations. We also have the new Arvesco app that we launched, and you could make a you could have made a donation very simply by using the Arvesco app. So there was tons of ways. You know, if you couldn't make it into the branch, you could have gone to a restaurant, or you could have done it on the Arvesco app.
Right. What can you point to, if anything, that has made this year the success that it was with your record total, a little over 2 million meals? Was it the technology? Was it really just your customers and employees buying in more than usual? What was the tipping point to reach you a new high this year?
I think it definitely was, you know, the Arvesco app technology made a big difference. But I think just the awareness that everybody did out in the communities. We had a lot of great media support that came out and talked about it. We had a lot of restaurants and local retailers get behind it this year. Our food partners obviously are always behind it because it benefits them, and they did a lot in the community as well. So I just think, you know, after the eighth year of really understanding what 1 Million Meals Initiative, it was just the momentum just really just did an amazing job this year of just getting the word out and awareness of it.
Right. And so after 8 years, what give us kind of a collective, you know, view of what you've been able to do in the 8 years total with this program.
Sure. Over the 8 years, 13 million meals have been raised, mm-hmm. which includes more than $2.3 million in funds have been given directly bank and back to the local food partners. So, I mean, that's pretty impressive right there, 13 million in 8 years.
Right. Okay. Well, you have certainly reset the bar, I guess, with your efforts this year. So congratulations to you, the entire Arvest Bank team, on a job well done. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Construction is a constant in Northwest Arkansas, with commercial projects, both large and small, throughout the metro. And since data drives much of our coverage at the Business Journal, in our current issue, you will find a list of the largest commercial contractors in Northwest Arkansas. It's ranked by revenue generated by a company's Northwest Arkansas operations in 2017. The Rogers office of Nabholz Construction ranked number one on our list, and by a wide margin, with revenue last year of $450.2 million. C.R. Crawford Construction of Fayetteville is number two on the list, with revenue last year of $151 million, and Crossland Construction Company rounded out the top three with revenue last year of $135.8 million. You can check out the entire list in the current issue of the Business Journal. You'll find the digital version online and for free at nwabusinessjournal.com. As always, we appreciate you tuning in to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.